Hey, catch it from where you're at.
Oh, of course I can.
Are they still open?
I believe they are. The sign's still illuminated, and hey, doesn't the burger look great?
Hey, that's not a burger. I thought that was a sausage sandwich.
It looks like a burger to me.
Hmm. Okay. Well, is anybody, like, in the UDF, like, buying cigarettes or anything?
No, not at the present time.
How's the weather out?
Well, it just got rained on a little bit.
Is it raining out now?
Yeah, it's still sprinkling.
Well, beat Tony Sands and give us a real good weather report.
No. So what's the topic tonight?
Beat Pat Barry and give us a bad weather report with really bad jokes.
Oh, God. I don't know any jokes, good or bad.
There's got to be something going on tonight, man. Something interesting. There's got to be something interesting going on somewhere.
Well, what's the topic tonight?
The topic tonight is, why do dudes treat women so bad?
Mm-hmm.
And Columbus's colonization of America, mm-hmm. and the definition of a sellout, and your first experiences with sex, and the All-Star game. Why did the National League lose so bad?
Oh, who cares?
Who cares?
Doesn't make any difference to me.
Large Lou cares, man. We care. Marge cares. Shotzi 3 cares.
Well.
And you care because you're a citizen of the city of Cincinnati. So you care.
Oh, I don't like baseball. Screw the Reds. Who cares?
Ooh.
Chris, what do you do for enjoyment?
What do I do for enjoyment? Well, I like listening to music. I like reading. I like playing my bass guitar. And oh, I like to dream.
You like to dream?
Oh, I like to dream.
Dream about what?
Oh, whatever.
Have you been tuned in much tonight, or have you just been walking around town?
I've been walking most of the time.
Guess who's called us all night long?
Who?
Oh, high school dudes.
High school dudes all night long?
All night long, it's been dudes that are like 17 or 18 years old.
I have this recurring dream where Linda Carter is wearing her Wonder Woman outfit, and she has me tied up with that lasso, and I'm just telling her all my truths. And I just keep having that dream every night for the last 3 weeks.
Wow. That's intense, man.
Sometimes I have it when I'm awake.
Hmm.
So if I kind of fade out on you here sometime during the night, well, then I'm probably being tied up by Linda Carter. She's landing her invisible plane, and she's got that lasso on me. She's making me tell truths.
She always did kind of look hot in that little Wonder Woman outfit.
Kind of. There's an understatement. Linda Carter kind of looked hot in that Wonder Woman outfit.
She's tall, man.
Yeah,
is that somebody driving up?
No, somebody just drove by.
Oh.
You can talk to a UDF employee if I can flag them down.
Yeah, get one. Get someone who works there.
All right, hold on a second.
All right. We're on hold. If you just tuned in, Chris and Rob's roving reporter, Chris Fenton, here.
If you just tuned in, the Chris and Rob roving reporter, Chris Fenton, has just showed up at the UDF on Calhoun or Clifton Avenue.
Clifton.
It's the one down there by the Steak and Egg Kitchen, and he is now going inside the UDF to flag down a UDF employee so that we may have a hot middle-of-the-night interview. You're listening to WAIF Cincinnati 88.3 FM. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
I'm a little bit country.
And I'm a whole lot of rock and roll.
And together, we're completely insane.
We're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You back?
I'm back.
And?
Well, no one's willing to talk.
Screw them, man. Go to Circle K, man. Boycott UDF. They suck. They don't sell dirty magazines.
Circle K lets you in even without a shirt.
That's right. If you go to Circle K and you got no shoes and no shirt, they'll still sell you a soda pop or a candy bar or a bag of Doritos.
But is that only if you have sweaty armpits?
Yeah. No, that's regardless, man. It's regardless.
Wait. This is just freaky. Well, we got somebody? Got somebody?
Okay, hold on a second.
All right.
Great.
This is Skip.
Skip!
Okay, here you go. Hey, what's going on?
Hello, Skip!
Yeah!
Hi, you're live on the radio, so no swearing, okay?
No problem.
All right, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together, we're
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And you're Skip. What are you doing up this late, Skip?
I work at United Dairy Farmers.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I wait for milk deliveries.
You do?
Yeah.
What happens when they show up?
I watch them put it up.
What do you think about people stealing those cartons that the milk comes in, the ones that says the same property a UDF do not steal?
Oh, those?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it.
You don't?
No. As a matter of fact, I've been trying to get some of my friends to come up here and get a couple for me.
Let me ask you something. You got any in your apartment right now?
No, I don't.
Skip?
scared, dude. What? Scared.
Do you?
Oh, are you scared of being shot since you work at UDF?
Oh, you know, a lot of people ask me that, and really I'm not.
How come?
I don't know. It's right down here off of Clifton Avenue,
uh-huh.
And it's a pretty good neighborhood, and,
yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
I mean,
Clifton's
it's not that
nice,
bad. I mean, we
Clifton's
get a lot of...
a nice neighborhood. All right, let's get back to the hard questions, all right?
Right.
Those milk cartons that people steal. How come they're not big enough to put an LP record in? They're just a little shy of an LP.
Well, you know, I think that's a plot against the thieves.
You think they did that on purpose?
Maybe I believe they did.
If you could put records in them, then they'd be in every college dorm room on campus?
Every DJ would have them.
You think they already are?
They already are.
I'm sure they're holding up televisions and TV stereos all across the country.
They sure are. What do they do when they run out? Just have more made?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. There has to be somebody making a bundle of money off the production of these plastic milk carton crates.
You know, you can buy them at hardware stores, and if you buy them, they're the right size to put LPs in. Yeah, but the plastic isn't as good, though.
Oh, see, it's low quality.
Right.
So you guys get paid to, like, just talk to people at night?
No. It's not quite like that.
We're big time, we will, though.
We're big time. When we go big time, we will. Right now, we're doing a radio show. Have you ever listened to 88.3 FM WAIF?
I believe I have.
Okay, that's us.
Okay.
Here we are.
The wave.
The wave, that's right.
That's the wave of all waves.
That's why they call me the vanilla wafer. So anyway, thanks for chatting with us, and if you know anyone else that wants to chat with us, hook us up.
Okay, you want to talk to this other guy?
Yeah, we might as well.
Okay.
Thanks, guy, we like you.
Skip was all right.
Yeah, we like him.
Skip was cool.
Hello?
Hey, well, so what's up with you?
Not much.
Hold on.
Hey, Chris, before you leave, though, give this Skip guy our phone number and have him call us every week if he's going to be working there late night. I mean, he might get tired waiting for the milk delivery.
Okay.
So make sure Skip gets our phone number, 749-1444.
Okay.
And make sure he tunes in every week.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Chris.
Well, Rob, what are you doing this Friday night?
I'll be right there at Bill Jack, Rick Wriggler Trio, Buckethead, Lard Face, and the rest of the bands down there.
Taste of Cindy.
Taste of Cindy. Nasty Ned and the Nine Nose Pickers.
Let me ask you, of all the bands at Bogart's this Friday night, which one do you think is going to steal the show?
Rick Wriggler.
What do you think?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Without a doubt, the Rick Wriggler Trio.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you later, baby.
Okay, if the,
what?
The phone number at this booth is 281-9211.
That's 281-9211. Give Chris a call and talk to him and tell him you like him or something. All right, we'll see you, Chris.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
By the way, ladies, if you're out there, you should call 281-9211 because Chris is a hot dude.
I've never met. Have you met him in person?
Yeah, he's a hot dude, man.
I've never had the pleasure.
He's a stud muffin. The ladies, give him a call. Even if you just want to tease him or something, call him anyway, you know?
And he seems like the kind of guy who will treat a fellow human being with the kind of respect
that a woman
that a
deserves
fellow,
to be
yeah,
treated.
Well, just another human being deserves to be treated with. Be them male and or female. Hi, Rob. You're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Yeah, man. The show's been kind of boring tonight, so I was wanting to bring up like a serious topic and bring the show all down.
Well, okay. We'd appreciate it, yeah. I mean, there's nothing like going really slow than having someone volunteer to just bring it to a grinding halt.
Yep.
Go ahead, slap this beast in park, and we'll just stop.
I always want to talk about, like, just everybody hating each other. I think it's real bad that people have to hate each other, man. And I got a couple of these dudes, man. I mean, they call up your show, too. And they don't care for me and my friend too much. But I just think that we should, you know, settle the debts.
If they don't care for you very much, I think we should kick their ass.
No, see?
Yeah, I think we should punch them.
I don't believe in violence, though.
But if they don't like you, man, then they probably got something hard up their butt.
No, they don't really. But
they're probably not very nice dudes.
But if they're listening, just you know, stress the opinion to become peaceful, become friends, because all we have is each other, man. We ain't got nothing else, so we might as well live together and work together.
Amen.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing the show to a screeching halt. No, you didn't really do that. Actually, what you said, you know, was pretty
cool.
I'm
glad somebody said it. Maybe now all these.
You had an opinion.
Assholes have been calling us all night. I'll stop calling us and being assholes.
Right. If you have an opinion, call us. If you don't,
hey,
just sit back, listen, and enjoy the show.
Rob.
Yes, sir.
I don't hate you, buddy. And Chris?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Wow. We could, like, take what he said and have Burt Bacharach put the music to it, and we would have a number one smash show
we
tune.
We sure would. Tommy Rowe with Sweet Pea.
Oh, sweet pea, come on and dance with me. Come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Oh, sweet pea, won't you be my girl? Won't you, won't you, won't you be my girl? I went to a dance just the other night. I saw a girl there, she was out of sight. I asked a friend of mine who she could be. Said that her friends just call her Sweet Pea. Oh, Sweet Pea, come on and dance with me. Come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Oh, Sweet Pea, won't you be my girl? Won't you, won't you, won't you be my girl? I walked on over and I asked her to dance, thinking maybe later. Every guy there was thinking like me. I had to stand in line to get a dance with Sweet Pea. Oh, Sweet Pea, come on and dance with me. Come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Oh, Sweet Pea, won't you be my girl? Won't you, won't you, won't you be my girl? I finally got the whisper sweet words in her ear, convinced her that we ought to get away from there. We took a little walk, I held her close to me, and underneath the stars I said to Sweet Pea, oh, Sweet Pea, I love you, can't you see? Love you, love you, love you, can't you see? Oh, Sweet Pea, won't you be my girl? Won't you, won't you, won't you be my girl?
One of Tommy Rowe's biggest hits, Sweet Pea.
I had a friend who would always swear that that song was going to be played at his wedding. He didn't play it at his wedding.
Why not?
Didn't play it at the damn reception.
That's
because he married
song.
A Bible thumper, and a Bible thumper didn't have nothing but hillbilly music. Didn't have any music at the reception, now that I think about it.
Narpy.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Narpy.
About Columbus. Supposedly, I saw this movie the other day where Columbus didn't actually, he wasn't actually like the main guy in discovering the New World. It was like some other guy on
Yeah, he was like the figurehead.
Yeah, exactly. And in like some village in Spain, they celebrate this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like their hero and lord.
Right. Kind of like how Robert Plant got all the chicks and like had the fellatio thing going for him, but Jimmy Page was really the brains of the outfit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There
something like
go.
That. Okay, well, thanks.
All right.
All right, is that all you wanted to tell us?
Well, I would like to, you know, inform people that in an attempt to gain young voters, George Bush has granted my show most favored nation status, which I think is a pretty sad thing.
Okay.
What show's your show?
I shouldn't plug it, you know.
All right, well,
why
don't
not?
Then.
Why not?
Well, it's the House of Tripe. It's on 11 to noon on Friday.
Friday, 11 to noon, House of Tripe.
Comedy show. One show will be really, really good, and then the next two shows will really suck. So I think this week we have a really, really good show coming.
Good deal.
Do you have a promo in there?
I wish I should probably write one, but I'm afraid people will actually listen to my show if I do that.
Okay.
Well, thanks, man.
All right.
Later.
Goodbye.
749-1444.
Speaking of other programs here on WAIF, you know, we humans as a species are often just fearful of new ideas. Unless the masses accept it with arms open. Does this remind you of you? No? Well then, good. I do this every week. I'm getting good at it. Listen to the tracker pull voice. Here we go. Then I would encourage you to join Troy and Billy on a weekly two-hour excursion on the rusty, hot-rockin' El Camino of Grunge. That's right, two solid hours of supercharged VA punk rock and fun. Can you stand it? Tune in Tuesdays at midnight for local stuff, old stuff, new stuff, and always good stuff. Only on WAIF-FM, the Midwestern Hell Ride. Be there, be there, be there.
Hi, honey. What's up?
Oh, not much. How you doing?
We're doing great.
That's good.
A little warm, though.
Yeah?
It's a little damp out.
You don't have air conditioning in the plush studios?
No.
No?
It is hot. It is.
You're welcome to bring us some cold ones anytime you feel like it.
Anytime. She did one, didn't she?
Yeah, you did once.
Those were very nice. That was very nice of you to do.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Hey, that kind of reminds me, I have a little problem.
Well, maybe we can help you solve
it. Well, Chris and Rob are your problem solvers.
Especially with these warm July nights.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
You know I work, every Tuesday night before I call you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listen to your show on the way home.
Right.
And I, especially since it's been so hot out, I like to take a shower when I get home because my hands smell like ashtrays and bar scum and whatever. But I'm in such a tizzy after I hear your show that I want to come home, and the first thing I want to do is call, and I always forget about showering, and then by the time I talk to you guys, I fall asleep.
Then your phone gets all dirty and sweaty?
No. It takes me so long to get through that after I'm done, I'm usually tired, and I fall asleep, and I wake up, and the smell is even worse the next day.
Well, I can say this unequivocally and without a doubt.
Unequivocally?
Unequivocally. Without a doubt. I'm speaking like, I was watching a convention, so I'm speaking like a politician. Chris and Rob support almost to the fullest percent of support that can be given to the concept and idea and scientific research that has been personal hygiene.
So you're saying I should forgo calling you and take a shower instead?
Let me ask you something, Betty Ann.
You should take a shower, then call us.
No. Let me ask you something. You got one of them mobile phones?
Yeah.
You
I'm
do
on
with,
one right now.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
Call us from the shower sometime.
Well, I could call you from the shower right now because I really smell especially bad tonight.
Well, take your clothes off and call us.
Okay.
Do it up.
Well, I can do it right now.
Okay.
Well, take your clothes off and describe
me. Are you going to call us back or are we going to put you on hold?
Well, whatever you want to do. I'm taking off my socks now.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, great. Alive on. Betty Ann, you know that all these high school dudes that have been listening tonight?
Uh-huh.
They're all getting hot and bothered about now.
Well, this is good. They need something to get their hormones activated. This is the bathroom.
Hold on. Put it by. Are you wearing a skirt?
No, I'm wearing shorts.
Oh, jeez. Do they have a zipper on them?
No, they have. It's a button fly shorts.
Will they make like a when you unbutton them?
Well, let me try. Okay, hold on. I'm just going to rip them all down at once.
Good Lord.
Did you hear that? Okay, this is the bathroom lights. Did you hear those?
We heard it.
Okay.
Flush the toilet to prove you're in there.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Okie dokie.
Could you hear that?
Now, yeah, we sure did.
Let me ask you. Wait, now. We're not liable if you get electrocuted.
No.
No.
Well, I can't get electrocuted. It's a portable phone.
Okay, I hope so, because if you do, Chris and Rob are not liable.
So what's left? You're standing there in your top, your brassiere, and your panties?
Yeah, exactly. I got my shirt halfway. It's hard when I'm holding the phone.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, hold on.
We're holding. What do you think she's doing now?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm in my bra and panties.
Okay, there you go.
Wait, I can't hear the radio because it's in the other room and the toilet's still
You got a little portable radio?
Do we have a portable radio?
Hey! Who's in there with you?
Huh?
It's just my brother.
Your brother's there. God. Let me talk to your brother for a second.
Well, hold on.
I wonder.
Hello?
Hey, is this Betty Ann's brother?
Sure is.
What's your first name?
Bob.
Bob. Bob, do you approve of your sister's lifestyle?
Sure, why shouldn't I?
She's
a great girl.
How's she look there in her bra and panties?
Pretty damn good, if I say so as a brother.
Ooh. If you weren't related, would you ask her out?
We go out anyway. We're still related. Doesn't matter.
Oh, man. An Arkansas couple.
Got a problem with that?
No, we're just Josh. And that's what we do here. See, you call us and you Josh
Everyone
us.
Everyone thinks we're insulting them, but really we're just like having a good old time.
I know a little girl, though, for that little 8-year-old boy, I think.
You do?
I think I can fix him right on up.
Oh, there you go. What was that dude's name?
John. Jesse. Jesse. Jesse, that was it.
Jesse, if you're still
Jesse,
out
the
there.
8-year-old hormone. All right, so what's Betty Ann wearing now?
Just a smile.
You got to be kidding. Put her on. Put her on.
There you go.
Put her on. Put her on.
Hi, can you hear the shower?
We sure can.
Hi, I don't know if I'll be able to hear you.
Hold on, can you clack your church bells together and see if we can hear?
Pardon me again?
Can you crash your church bells together and see if we can hear them go?
Maybe, should I get them wet first?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, hold on, I have to lather up.
Oh, my. This is better than 1-800-RAW-SEX.
It sure
right?
is.
This is 1-800-BETTY-ANN. She's lathering, Chris. She's...
Oh, my brother got the portable radio.
Oh, great. Now you can hear us from the shower.
All right, so are they lathered?
Yeah, hold on. Wait. He's lathering. No, he's got some other radio station on.
He's
got
to be kidding. He's not locked into 88.3.
Hey, Betty Ann, you want a little sultry showering music there?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, wait. Oh, we got the portable radio.
Okay, 88.3. We're down here at the left of the dial. Can't go much lower.
Okay.
Betty Ann is in the shower. We had Chris Fenton call from UDF, but I think this is a little bit better.
All right, I'm in the shower now.
All right. What you gonna wash first?
What would you like me to wash?
Are you gonna crash them together?
Huh?
Are you gonna crash them together to see if they make a noise?
I think you should wash your feet so you don't get any fungus or athlete's foot or anything like that.
Oh, I've been taking medication for that.
Well,
good.
Well, just like when you wash your car, you got to start at the top. So I think maybe behind the ears.
All right.
Are you planning on washing your hair?
I don't know. Well, it's kind of wet now, so I guess I will.
Yeah, go ahead and wash your ears first.
Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of hard to wash just one. I have to switch ears. Wait, let me rinse that ear off.
Don't you hate it when you
don't electrocute yourself, okay?
All right. Now I can wash the other ear because that ear is clean. So now I'm listening to you through a clean ear.
Great.
That's good to know. Okay, do a shoulder.
Okay. It's kind of hard doing this one-handed.
Okay, I guess a leg would probably be easy for you. Go ahead and do the supple inner thigh.
Oh, that's exactly what I was doing.
All right. Which one?
Right now.
Do you have your foot propped up on the tub, on the side of the tub as you...
It's kind of a little shower ledge.
Oh, and you have your leg propped up on it?
Yeah.
Chris, you better take over for a while. I'm thinking
okay,
of Linda Carter.
It's my turn now? All right.
Yeah, she's doing her inner thigh. She has her leg propped up, and she's doing her right inner thigh.
Do you ever get, like, big
I
balls
of...
Huh?
Wait, I dropped the soap.
Uh-oh. Hey, Betty Ann, I want to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
You ever get big balls of lint in your belly button, or you got an outsie?
I've got an innie, so I don't have to worry about too much lint. It's real small.
It's a small one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's good, because sometimes I get in the shower, I get this big old ball of lint the size of a basketball, and I dribble it around the shower a little bit.
No.
That doesn't happen to you, huh?
No.
Okay, go ahead and do your left thigh.
Oh, I already did that one.
Wow, you're quick. How about the calves?
It's hard. Okay, hold on.
Okay, can you do the calves? Just like kind of, like lean back and kick up your heel and wash it that way.
Jeez.
You know what? That's easier.
Yeah, do it that way.
I got soap in my eye.
Uh-oh. Oh, damn, I hate it. No more tears, though.
What kind of shampoo do you use?
Finesse.
There you go. That kind of doesn't create too many tears in your eyes when you get it there, does it?
I haven't shampooed yet.
Oh.
Okay, how's it going?
Hey, don't you gotta nail your legs?
I still have soap in my eye.
Uh-oh. Now you're gonna put Nair on your legs, aren't you?
I don't have any Nair, so I have to use my daisy razor, but it's hard with just one hand.
Is it?
Okay.
No, you can save that for tomorrow morning if you want.
Yeah, leave them rough.
I bought a car today.
What kind of car did you get?
I borrowed it from the hill ride.
Cool. Hot Rock and El Camino of Grunge.
Does it go real fast?
I don't know. I haven't picked it up yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need a fast
Congratulations.
Car.
But I still don't have a job.
Well, I hope you find one.
Do you think I could do this for a living?
It sure sounds like it. I mean,
yeah,
I know.
I think so. But not in Cincinnati. You'd have to go to, like, Newport or something.
Okay.
Not in Hamilton County.
Do you take Discover Marathon? I got a marathon card. If you take that, I'll call you. You know, anytime. What are you washing now? Let's not get off a subject.
My hair. I'm trying to.
Oh, okay, great. Do you have long hair?
Yes, very long hair.
Oh, man.
Down to your butt like Emmy Lou Harris?
No, in between my shoulder, past my shoulder blades.
Okay, do this. Like, have the half of your hair come on your... Have half your hair fall down the front of you, then have the other half of your hair fall down your back.
Fantasy right now,
exactly,
Ron?
Exactly. And then lather up for a little while. and then spin around and have your butt facing the shower and then just like arch your back and rinse your hair out.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Has anyone ever called you from the shower before?
You're the first.
You know she's like standing outside with the garden hose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm washing my thigh now.
Now I have witnesses.
You have witnesses?
Oh, your brother's real credible.
Not to mention, I
know.
God, it's hard shampooing with one hand.
I bet.
Okay, well, have your brother help you. No. Get him out of there. Don't get a guy in there. That'll just spoil my total little image in my mind. Okay, how are you doing now?
My hair is lathered.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do here. I mean, I'm just...
No. Hey, Betty Ann, we're going to...
I'm not getting any oxygen to my
do.
Brain.
Yeah, we're running a little...
I am rinsing.
We're confused. Rob and I are confused.
I'm rinsing.
Jeez. Are you?
Let her rinse. Let her rinse, damn it. Let her rinse. If she wants to rinse, let her rinse.
Okay.
All right, I've rinsed and I'm ready to condition.
All right.
You didn't repeat, though. Don't you read the last step on the shampoo bottle?
Betty Ann, do you ever sing in the shower?
Huh?
Do you ever sing in the shower?
Once in a while.
Sing us a little ditty.
What would you like to hear?
I don't care. Whatever you usually sing in the shower.
Something top 40. Something you hear on the radio.
Oh, God.
Nirvana.
You're the only radio I listen to.
Okay, well, sing that Ralph song, Keith Ralph song we played.
Just sing whatever you sing in the shower.
Sing
The Star Spangled Banner.
No, I can't sing that.
Oh, Say Can You See by the Dawn's Early Light.
Sing something by R.E.M.
Oh, God, I don't like them.
Oh. Who do you like? The Beatles.
I like a lot of jazz.
The Rolling Stones. Michael Jackson.
No, God, no.
Look, when are you going to get around to brushing your teeth?
Brushing my teeth?
Yeah.
I haven't conditioned yet.
Well, what's taking you so long?
Well, it's hard to condition with one. I need a brush. I have to brush out my hair while I'm conditioning.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can condition without it.
Well, you've done all the really hot. Have you done your stomach yet?
No.
Well.
Well, do it up. Do little swirly patterns around your belly button.
Okay.
She's doing swirly patterns?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is Chris and Rob with Betty Ann live in her shower. We'll be back.
What are you going to do? I was going to ask her one more question.
One more question. Okay. What
do you have one of those shower heads that you can detach and like squirt everywhere up in all your cavities and stuff?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, well. There went that image. Okay. I have to get another one in. We'll be back with a new image.
Chris and Rob are lathering up Betty Ann. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Ted, Woody, and Julia stand in the bath together and cover each other with soap.
Each other with soap.
Cover each other with soap. Ted, Woody, and Julia stand in the frosty garden. They can feel their sinews harden, so they cover each other with leaves. Cover each other with leaves. Yeah, they cover each other with
cover each other. Cover each other with leaves.
Cover each other with leaves. It's a wonderful world with a lot of strange men who are standing around. Thank you.
Ted, Woody, and Junior. With disappointments to their fathers, but they had a way with lather, and they covered each other with soap.
Covered each other with soap.
Covered each other with soap. Yeah, they covered each other with soap.
Each other with soap.
Covered each other with soap. Ted, Woody, and June.
Caught his acoustic show a couple weeks ago down at Bogart's. Ah, that was great. Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians off of Element of Light. Ted, Woody, and Junior. And speaking of Woody,
I think we still got Betty Ann on the line.
Yeah, Betty Ann. Speaking of Woody.
Betty, you still there?
Yeah.
You all dried off now?
Just about. Have one more leg.
Okay, I got a little bit of drying off music here for you.
Okay.
Which leg?
It's the right one again.
Do you have it propped up on the toilet now with the seat down?
How'd you know?
Oh, jeez.
That's exactly
a big blue fluffy towel, a light blue, like a robin egg blue towel. Okay, I'm trying to get that. Kind of a bone or more like an ivory?
I'd say more a bone.
I got it. Okay, I got it.
Okay, you guys are on top of the toilet now.
Oh, great. That's better than being in it, I guess.
Can I brush my teeth or is that asking too much?
Well, I think we're taking this one to the limit. When you originally called, you probably wanted to talk about some heated topic.
No, I wanted to take a shower and I didn't know how to do it and call you at the same time, but I guess we figured that out, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, listen, you can call us and take a shower anytime you'd like.
Okay, I think I might make this a ritual because, man, there's two things I want to do on a Tuesday night at 3 o'clock, and that's take a shower and talk to you guys.
Well, thanks. Maybe someday we'll do a live remote radio show from your bathroom.
I don't know. Just as long as it's not on video.
Okay. Who says you can't have your cake and eat it, too?
That's right.
You can't have your shower and Chris and Rob
right
there with you in it.
Let me ask you something, Betty Ann.
Uh-huh.
Are you, like, down deep, like an exhibitionist at heart? Like, in other words, did you really, really enjoy that? As much as our listening audience did?
I do it perfect.
I guess he's brushing her teeth now.
Thank you, Betty Ann. We'll be thinking about you.
Okay.
Naked.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The lines are now open, 749-1444. Call up that 1-800 number again.
And if people don't...
Go ahead, Jim.
We'll understand if people are hesitant. About trying to follow that up.
When you got something to do, you
got
to do it.
It's, okay. No, we can't hang up on that. Hey, Otto, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Otto.
How's it been?
Hey, how you doing, Otto?
Okay.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. I saw New Mutants last concert.
You saw the what concert?
New Mutants. It was their last concert ever.
Who?
The New Mutants. They're like a classic punk rock band, a local band.
Got me on that. I never heard of them.
You never heard of them.
Heard of who?
The New Mutants.
The New Mutants?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Aren't they like the X-Men or something?
No, they're a band. A local one.
Never heard of them.
But they're not anymore because it was their last show tonight.
You saw their farewell tour?
Yeah.
Was it pretty good?
Yeah, I guess.
Pretty rockin'. Where was it held at?
Sudsy's.
Krusty's?
Sudsy's.
Oh. Did you get any laundry done? Drink any beer?
No.
Any fights?
No. Almost one, but...
Just a lot of good music?
Yeah. And Moss played and Rottweilers played. It was a great show.
Well, glad to hear that. For that. Anything else you would like to add to the program?
Oh, I stopped bleeding. I, like, cut myself at the concert.
What'd you cut yourself with?
The door.
The door at Sudsy's cut you?
Yeah.
Bathroom or the entrance?
The entrance.
The entrance?
Yeah.
Did you report that to OSHA? Well, I think you should report that to someone, either your local Better Business Bureau chapter, or I'm sure that's an occupational safety hazard for the people who work there and have to go in and out of that door.
Yeah, well.
How much was it to get in tonight?
$3.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not too good, but it's not too bad. How much do you think the band made?
At 6:30, so they wouldn't have to pay.
Well, there you go. How much do you think the band made?
I don't know. I didn't bother to ask.
Well,
I can find out if you like. And
well, sure. If you can find out, go ahead and call us back.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Otto.
Okay, bye.
Where'd Jim go? All right, dial that up.
749-1444 is the phone number. But we're going to be using the phone lines to make a call.
We're going to call 1-800-RAWSEXX. We'd like to thank our good friend Billy, who passed this number along to us. We're going to see what happens.
No. Is this him?
I think so. I think it's Billy.
Oh, man, that's too...
I think so.
Wow, I don't know. The Gulf Coast at night. It's evil.
Something like that.
You can't tell if those are markings from the on the postcard. Those are just markings from the post office.
Here we go. Calling 1-800-RAW-SEX.
It is raw.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it?
No, you are.
Hello, it's Billy. Calling from.
Excuse me?
Yeah,
what city am I calling? I'm calling from the Queen City in of the Midwest.
Okay, have you heard services before?
No. What services are that? I dialed 1-800-RAW-SEX.
You have the correct line.
I knew I had the correct line as soon as I heard you pick it up. Hey. Okay, I'd like to hear about your services now. You have 20 young ladies? And our conversation will be totally private and no one else will hear it?
No, sir, because it's a direct call.
How old?
The basic rate is $30 for 20 minutes. $30
for 20 minutes.
Yes, and for new clients, we have a one-time
only
offer. $5.95
for 5 minutes. $5.95 for 5 minutes introduction offer?
Yes.
What other services do you have? What other services do you have?
Okay.
Do you have like a tree pruning service? Do you have like a tree pruning service?
No, sir.
Okay. What's the average age of your girls there?
18 and over, sir.
18 and over. What's the top? The top.
Sir, if I can answer all your questions only if you're going to use the credit card and I need the credit card number.
I'd really like to pay by check. And I'd mail it to you. Really?
Anytime after 9 a.m.
What's the average weight of the girls there?
She just hung up. You ask them how much they weigh, they just hang up.
That's the average. That's always the question that makes them hang up.
749-1444 is the number. We have John from the future on the phone.
John, what's going on?
Oh, man, just sitting here. Oh, man, doing my chemistry homework.
You're doing
chemistry.
Your
you do a lot of chemistry, dude?
Yeah, man. I'm making
man,
it
I
right.
do a lot of chemistry, too.
Like,
you know
I like that?
That
one. I like Betty Ann's call, man. That was funny. I was laughing.
Did it?
Couldn't do my graph, man. So what's up?
Hey, man. You're listening to Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You're laughing
Chris.
Your ass off.
Yo,
and I'm Rob. It's a typical show when you're laughing your ass off.
Y'all like my postcard?
That was you?
From you?
You didn't sign it, man.
I know.
You gave us this number, this raw sex number.
I know. I thought you guys knew because you were saying, oh, it's, you know, the postcard's all black and it's something about the future. So I was like, oh, they know who it is.
Well, see, he was talking about the future.
I had no idea who it was from.
He was making fun of my other employer when he said the future.
Oh, I thought you knew. So, no.
Yeah, I'll tell you. This goes out to our entire listening audience. Uh-huh. Everyone should send us postcards, fan mail, letters, cookies, Jell-O brand. I don't care. Send us something in the
paper
mail.
Paper clips.
Huh?
Paper clips. No.
Paper tabs. Clips. Cool.
Watch batteries.
Keep those to yourself. Anyway, the mailing address of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Let me say it.
Go ahead.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAFE FM 88.3, P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio 45206.
Well, that's the address. Send us stuff.
Well, Chris is really heartbroken now because he thought he was the only one who could do that.
Oh, sorry.
Chris thought he put a certain panache.
Oh, don't call me son of a bitch.
Okay, we won't.
Why would I want to call you a son of a bitch?
You send us a postcard. We're not going to call you a son of a bitch.
Yeah, man.
Stinking bastard.
Okay. All right, man. I'll get you.
All right. So, John, thanks for the postcard, but it's a good idea to sign your mail. And when you're sending something a postcard rate,
yeah,
you can go with a 19-cent stamp and save yourself a dime.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I took it from somebody, so.
Well, if you got it free, that five-finger discount rate's always the best way to go.
Man, you know what happened?
What happened?
My doctor diagnosed me as an insomniac.
Your doctor, well, everyone's an insomniac on Tuesday night when Chris and Rob are on. Who can possibly sleep knowing that there's this kind of entertainment going on?
The thing was, I had a final exam yesterday at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, well, you told us about that.
Yeah, let's see, but like Monday night, I saw my doctor, and, you know, he, you know, I told him that I drink, you know, this much Coke, you know, a day, and he said, you know, he said, stop it. He said, don't drink any more Coke after 5 o'clock.
That's a good rule to live by.
So I didn't, and I woke up next morning with a big caffeine withdrawal headache, and I couldn't go to school, and I missed the final.
You missed your final because you were withdrawn? I mean, that's a pretty viable excuse, I think.
It was because, you know, I woke up and had this big headache, and I couldn't move.
Well, probably chemistry would be the only class you could use that excuse in.
Yeah, I hope they'll let me take it.
Well, if you tried that in history or English, your professor would be like, no, right, yeah, caffeine withdrawal.
Man, when I was in college, I took a lot of chemistry.
Yeah, but the letter, the excuse just says insomnia, headache,
sometimes
fatigue.
I ate it.
What?
Sometimes I snorted it. Sometimes I...
You just like the way it smells, right?
I like the way it smells. I love chemistry. It was my favorite thing to do in school.
So this is Southern Ohio Business College, right?
No, this is UC. Talking about Southern Ohio Business.
Same thing.
Trucker School.
There you go.
Was that AMT American?
Are you tired of being slapped around?
No.
I don't know. It's a commercial for one of those trucker schools. You know what it does every summer in Ohio?
Huh?
It gets really hot. You know what it does in Ohio every winter?
It gets hot.
No, every winter. Keep up with me. Every winter, it gets cold. Mm-hmm. So you know what people need in the summers?
What?
Air conditioning. Uh-huh. You know what they need in the winter?
Yeah, heater.
You go into heater and air conditioning repair and service, and you've got a future, buddy. You don't just have a job. You have a career. Doc Rusk died.
Who?
Doc Rusk.
I don't know.
He was 71.
Who's Doc Rusk?
He was the doctor of furnaces and heaters.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He used to make
Cincinnati icon.
I did not know that.
He had a nervous breakdown a few years ago, and the last few years, he pretty much dedicated his life and raised a lot of money for different mental health organizations.
I did not know that.
Right. Well, maybe 5 years ago he quit making commercials, but he was kind of a, I guess I don't know what you call him, an icon around here. Remember the guy used to say, no more Melvins on your job?
No.
You must be new to the area.
About 2 years.
Oh, man, you missed all that. You missed Uncle Alan every day.
I remember Bob Ron.
Well, who doesn't remember Bob Ron?
He used to live right across the street from me.
Really?
Yep.
What was Rob really like?
Yeah. I remember one time I was like 6 years old, and I made a homemade newspaper, and I went over to his house and delivered it to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember because, like, I stapled the paper together, and I stapled my finger by mistake. and there was blood all over the paper. I said, I'm going to give it to him anyway, so.
I'm sure he appreciated the thought.
I'm sure he did.
And we appreciate this call, John. We're going to move on.
Yeah, I'm out. Later.
Thank you.
Later.
Tunage.
Sometimes I wonder how the cold. summertime.
Live at Leeds.
You know, if you like that band and you like beer, you're a sports rocker.
What? If you like the Who and you like beer, you're... Okay, I do.
Yeah.
Moonlight Serenade. Rob, would you like to go to a Moonlight Serenade with me?
Yes, I would.
Wouldn't that be romantic? Kunkel's Hollow State Natural Preserve in Hocking County at 9 p.m. on July 31st.
Oh, where?
You can... At the...
Hocking County?
Kunkel's Hollow State Nature Preserve in Hocking County.
Bunch of guys spitting...
I don't know.
Big hawkers?
You can go on a night stroll through this richly inhabited natural area and listen to the sounds of night.
You know, it seems to me like the signal here at WAIF doesn't quite reach as wide as area as some of these PSAs do.
Well, we'll dig. Here's a phone number. If you want to go to the Kunkel's Hollow State Natural Preserve,
where the hell
Moonlight
is Hocking
Serenade,
County?
I have no idea. July 31st. Anyway, jot this number down if you want to check it out. Call Mark Howes at 614-653-2541.
I would drive all the way out there, though, for something like that. That sounds really good.
614-653-2541.
How you doing, Dave? You're on with Chris and Rob. What can you contribute?
Not much, man.
Well, we appreciate your call, then.
Hey, what? What's
that? Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Hey, is there any parties going on this weekend?
Do we what?
Is there any parties going on this weekend?
Yeah, Friday night at Bogart's.
Really?
Yeah, Friday night, go to Bogart's because Beal Jack and the Rick Wriggler Trio and Taste of Cindy and Buckethead are all playing.
Hey, would they believe I'm a 21-year-old trapped in a 14-year-old body?
Yeah. All
right.
That'll work.
We'll see you there.
Okay, I'll see you.
Bye.
749-1444. 749-1444.
Yeah, back in gym.
Dude, did you write it down? Did you?
No, that's Jim's job.
No, you write it down there. I
did. I already did.
Oh, well, I did it then.
I wouldn't hand it to Jim if I didn't write it down.
A little behind the scenes, Christian Rob action.
I know what I'm doing. I ain't no idiot, man. Who do we got next?
No, you ain't.
Jim?
Jim.
Hi.
I want to tell you guys, this is the first time I ever heard you guys on the radio.
I bet you're impressed.
Well, let me tell you, I had WAIF on around 11, 12, something like that, and I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to The Hell Ride and fell asleep. A recurring theme. We hear that a lot.
I'm tired. I swear. And then I woke up, and I'm in this halfway dream state, okay? And that's when I woke up during Betty Lou's, is that her name?
Betty Ann.
Betty Ann's shower.
Wasn't that fabulous?
I was dreaming it, though. You know what I'm saying?
So was I.
Because I'm right here by the radio. And it was just incredible. And then I sort of woke up totally.
Chris and Rob lathered your brain then, huh?
I have to thank... I'd love to meet her and thank her personally. I thought it was tremendous.
Pup tent?
Yeah, it would. No, it was, that's funny stuff, I swear. I wish I had tape of that. That was so funny.
Guess what?
They'll be on sale shortly, $19.95. Get yours today.
I do have a tape of it, and we may rerun it a little later.
Craig, it's pretty good.
I was rolling the tape the whole time. Betty Ann, you're going to have to pay me big if you want me not to play it.
But that ticket, that 4 or 5 minutes of material there, Chris, could be our ticket to stardom.
But I could see it.
That could be the tape we send to Z-Rock.
Now, are your shows as entertaining as that all the time?
Oh, yeah.
This is a bad show.
Really?
Usually they're a lot better than this.
Well, you guys should be on like...
H. Ross Perot called us last week.
You guys should take over from McConnell or something. You know?
There's no question about...
God bless America!
Take it easy, guys.
If you know what I'm saying, those guys suck compared to us.
And so on.
They really do.
That was McConnell himself, I think.
Was it?
Because I've heard him use that voice before when he talks to people.
What did he say? I said those guys suck. What did he say? He just hung up.
He said Chris and Rob reign. Chris and Rob are the kings of late night talking to Queen City.
We sure are. 749-1444. Get in on it while it's still early and while we're still not hugely popular like Nirvana yet.
Hey, did you hear about this?
What?
You want to do this thing here? Talk about this?
No, I don't even want to touch it.
Not at all.
No.
Maybe later.
Right.
Yeah, well, still. Oh, is it Chris Redford? Oh, no, it's Jim getting our hopes up, only
Hello,
to dash
him.
Hey.
Hey.
Is this Chris?
Huh?
Is this Chris?
Yeah.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together you're?
Chris and Rob, late night
talk show callers.
Okay, listen, Rob.
Chris.
I want to tell you a little joke.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you know what it sounds like when you're in bed with a girl, and you're really good in bed too. You know what it sounds like when she gets off?
Yes, I do.
What's it sound like?
Pardon?
See, man, you just ruined my joke. You were supposed to say no.
And then you would say.